What are we asking God for in this last petition of the Lord's Prayer? A prayer to do God's will, to have sufficient food to eat, to forgive and be forgiven, appear straightforward, though, as we've seen, their meaning is profound. What is the human reality behind a plea for help in the face of temptation and evil? In all sorts of ways, we see evidence of progress in the world. Eradication of some diseases, the decrease of child poverty, better housing for the vast majority of citizens, and a quality of life our grandparents would never have dreamed possible. For all this, we give thanks. But it's not the whole story. Not everyone in the world shares equitably in the benefits progress generates. There are vast inequalities of wealth, and life expectancy varies greatly, not only between nations, but even between areas of the same country. The Old Testament prophets rail against a world where dog eats dog. They condemn injustice of every kind. Amos, for example, rebukes corrupt corn traders who manipulate scales to defraud poor people and make easy money. We rejoice in human progress, but the Bible forces us to look deeper and sees a more complicated picture, a world in which, as St. Paul says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us are vulnerable to temptation, to being economical with the truth, or sacrificing our principles when it suits us. When bad things happen, it's tempting to scapegoat, to pick on individuals or groups of people who can be blamed for our ills. It's easy to nurse resentment and allow jealousy to poison our relationships. Which may be why Jesus tells us to pray constantly for God's help and guidance. He recognizes the weakness behind our bravado. Jesus' words are not easy to translate. In some versions, they're rendered, "Lead us not into temptation." In others, "Save us from the time of trial." And in yet others, "Save us from being tested." None of us likes being tested in case we're found wanting. It may be this idea lies behind Jesus' words. St. Peter, in his first letter, talks about faith being tested by the difficulties life throws up, much in the way that gold is tested in the assayer's fire for its purity. However Jesus' words are translated, they recognize our fundamental vulnerability and our need of God. Mercifully, as Paul reminds us, God is faithful, and he'll not let you be tested beyond your strength, but with the testing will also provide the way out, so that you may be able to endure it. That said, Paul never glosses over the reality of evil in the world, nor should we. The 20th century may have seen extraordinary scientific, economic, and intellectual progress, but it also witnessed a larger number of people killed in conflict than in any other epoch. Thanks to the combined efforts of Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong, it's estimated that 188 million people were killed. We rightly pray, "Lord, deliver us from evil."